20 years ago, Francine Madden was in Uganda trying to solve a problem with gorillas. The gorillas were eating people's food, and no one could agree on a solution. While Madden puzzled over what to do, she realized two things. First, the real conflict was bigger than gorillas, and secondly, most conflicts are, including the one over wolves here in Washington. And that's why Washington State hired Francine Madden to help untangle the conflict. She's with us now. Welcome, Francine Madden.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
To help us get a picture of the tension involved in this conflict, we're going to play you some short clips from the stakeholders who are involved in this. And this is a rancher named Len McIrvin, and he has spent a lot of very frustrating years dealing with wolves.
It seems to me it's almost a cult or a religion, these wolf lovers. They think that wolf is a sacred animal. He's just a bloodthirsty predator, and we have to control him.
So that's Len McIrvin. Conservationists like Chase Gunnell at Conservation Northwest see this problem very differently.
I think Len needs to understand that he's ranching on public land. And with that national forest land comes a responsibility to be a steward of the landscape, to be a steward of the range and the wild things that live there in addition to his cows.
So we've got these two points of view. And Francine Madden, it sounds like this conflict is simply over wolves. But when you hear these two men speak, what is your first impression of what's at the heart of what's going on?
There's a lot going on. And there's often a lot more in any conflict, whether it's a wildlife conflict, whether it's wolves or gorillas, whether it's, you know, the Middle East or Ferguson. Much like a volcano, what you see on the surface is only a hint of what's really going on underneath the surface. So in this case, wolves represent or are sort of a lightning rod for a lot of very, very significant values around different ways of life. And whether that way of life is around valuing ecosystems and apex predators, or it's around valuing whether you're a livestock producer or a hunter, these are values that people hold most dear. And so that when that identity or that way of life is being threatened, people fight. And so you create this cycle of destructive conflict because people are trying to secure and trying to protect their identity.
You mentioned a bit earlier that there are different levels to conflicts, the surface dispute in this case, wolves, predators, and the underlying histories and identities that are at play. So when you look at Washington State and the conflict over wolves, what do you see as some of the underlying histories?
There's a lot. So you can look at the history of federal grazing regulation. You can look at the history of government intervention. You can look at the timber wars. You can look at climate change. You can look at the geographic divide in Washington, east versus west. You can look at urban versus rural. That history informs and adds weight and meaning to what's going on currently. And that history is not just about the wolf issue, and it's not even just about wildlife issues, and it's not even just about natural resource issues, but it could be other disputes or other unresolved disputes within that system, that social system between these different stakeholders that actually informs this conflict.
I'm talking with Francine Madden. She's a wildlife conflict specialist, and I'm imagining you as the wildlife conflict therapist or mediator. You play that role. And she was recently hired by Washington State's Department of Fish and Wildlife to work on the conflict over the wolf population here. As you're talking, I'm thinking about the rancher Len McIrvin, the first rancher that we heard from. He's very hardened in his position. He feels quite threatened. It's really easy to hear that. And so I'm imagining you explaining to Len, who's lost cattle to wolves, that this is really larger than wolves versus ranchers. It's about all these big issues. When you have those kinds of conversations with stakeholders like Len, how do they react?
I think it's validating for them. In fact, when I met with Len, and I've met with a whole bunch of other stakeholders across the spectrum, they bring up these other issues. And I think sometimes if we narrowly focus on the wolf and we think this is just about wolves, actually the people who are involved in this conflict recognize that there's a broader suite of issues and identities and underlying histories that are really informing this issue. And when people feel threatened and they go into fight mode, they're not calling attention to that common ground that's already there. Livestock producers may not be calling attention to the fact that they're doing a lot of best management practices in the same way that the wolf advocates are not calling attention to the fact that they're really deeply sympathetic with livestock producers and want to work together to find a path forward. And so I think sometimes when we just look at the surface, it looks really far apart. But actually, when you go beneath that, you see that there's a lot of common elements and common ground there.
So what do you think that both sides in this particular fight really need to understand about one another?
I think the thing that people on all sides need to understand is that this is a conflict that affects people at their deepest level. It affects them personally, it affects their families, it affects their quality of life. And I think humanizing individuals to each other, even when some of what sort of their, whatever their professional engagement is or what their, there may be differences in values, but at the base of this is we're humans and each side needs to respect each other. And I think the other thing that's really important is I think as humans, we often are attracted to like-minded people. And really the key to peace, the key to coexistence, and the key to creativity is actually bringing together diverse individuals. You get enormous creativity and enormous capacity for coexistence and peace.
Francine Madden is a wildlife conflict specialist. The state of Washington hired her to help resolve the tensions over wolves. A wolf advisory group made up of the stakeholders continues to meet about the conflicts in wolf management.